This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. Happy Friday, everybody. It's the 19th, it's April, it's 2024. It's good that the weekend is just around the corner. Do you realize that less than 1 week from today, the NFL draft invades downtown Detroit? It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy. I wonder how many people actually are going to go down there. We talking 150,000, 200,000, 300,000? Let me know in the comment section. Are you going? Let me know. I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Buffalo Wild Wings downtown on Thursday and Friday. Let's meet up. All right? Anyway, we got big news to talk about. We've been waiting to talk about this for quite some time, and I think the Lions were pretty pumped about this as well. So yesterday was the uniform unveiling at Ford Field. They invited season ticket holders, and they unveiled the new uniforms. Rod Wood was there. Sheila Ford Hamp was there. Some players were there. And it was a big deal for Lions fans and really the Lions organization. I mean, you know sports fans. We go nuts about uniforms. We probably shouldn't. It shouldn't be as big of a deal as it is. But we notice the slightest little changes. Like, do you remember when the Tigers changed the size of the big D? That's right. Sounds weird. I get it. But they changed the size of the old English D. People lost their fucking minds. They couldn't deal with it. We go nuts over uniforms. And we're lucky enough in this town to have two of the more iconic logos in sports. Like the winged wheel. Nothing beats it. The old English D. Iconic. Traditional. Everybody rocks one. But I never thought of the Detroit Lions jersey as this iconic jersey. In fact, I was always in favor of blowing it up. Like, there's been so much losing when the Lions were wearing their jerseys that I always thought to myself, change the color scheme, change the logo, help change the name, put all the losing behind you. I've done radio topics like that. I knew it would never happen because it's the weirdest thing. Despite all the losing, Lions fans love their uniforms, which is weird because like Piston fans, they didn't like the teal uniforms, not because they were ugly, but because they always lost, right? I think if your team doesn't win wearing a uniform, you'll forever hate that uniform with the exception of the Lions. Fans love the Honolulu blue and silver. Remember Bubbles the Lion turned into the more ferocious lion? I always thought it was like a Detroit tradition for every kid growing up. Hey, look at the Lions logo when it was Bubbles. And what are you looking at? Where's the mouth start? Where's the paw end? Where's the eye? I never knew. Like the gap between the arm and the body, I always thought was the eye until I was like 15 and smartened up a little bit. So I never was in love with the Lions uniform. Again, I was always in favor of blowing it up. But then last year, they go to the NFC title game. And then this year, we're told they're going to make some tweaks. And then the weirdest thing happened. Because the Lions have been pubbing this unveiling forever. April 18th, get the Ford Field. It's a big deal. We got new uniforms. But they were leaked. Fanatics leaked them. Apparently, and I guess this is what happens when you deal with a ton of corporate partners. But the uniforms were done. And somehow, some way, Fanatics yesterday, right around 10 o'clock, leaked them. Justin Rogers from the Detroit News, he put them on Twitter. And the secret was out. The uniforms were out. And I got to be honest with you. I was pretty underwhelmed when I saw the uniforms. I thought they looked like every Lions uniform I've seen in my life, with the exception that they brought the black uniforms back, which I thought was a good idea. But before we get into the uniforms, we got to talk about this leak. I have this conspiracy theory that maybe the Lions did it themselves just to get us talking more about the uniforms heading into the unveiling. People disagree with me, but whatever. But the Lions were ready. So as soon as the uniforms were leaked, I got to believe if they didn't leak them themselves, which everybody says they did not, they probably were pissed. It's a big deal for their organization, but they were ready. I think they intended to pull it off without it getting leaked, but they knew that maybe that was a long shot. Somebody was going to see it, put it on Twitter, put it on Instagram, like it actually happened, right? So the Lions were ready. They put up a video of Aleem McNeil wearing the new uniforms, and here's what it sounded like. Take a listen.
Whoever leaked the uniform video, we appreciate it. We appreciate you ruining all the hard work we put in. Video coming soon.
All right, so that was pretty much the Lions say, yep, those are the uniforms. Then there was this other video that they put out there on the Lions Twitter of Jared Goff. And listen to what Goff says as he was handling a uniform.
Well, I didn't take my pictures and leak them to Twitter.
All right, so again, I don't know if the Lions intentionally leaked the uniforms or not. I don't think it's the biggest of deals. But when they were leaked, I looked at them over and over and over again. They kind of look like this if you happen to be watching on YouTube. If not, if you're listening to this podcast, go look at the uniforms. But when they were leaked, I thought to myself, okay, the blue ones look very similar to the old blue ones. The only change was they went from gray numbers and gray lettering to white numbers and white lettering. The white ones look pretty similar too. The only change there was the type of numbers, the type of lettering, the font, if you will. And they put Detroit, you can see it right there. They put Detroit over the number. I like that. I think that's a nice little new wrinkle. And then they brought the black uniforms back, which of course caused a lot of interesting feelings from Lions fans. Because I think when people think of the black uniforms, they think of the Lions wearing them from 2005 to 2007. In that period, the Lions went 15-33. You think black uniforms for the Lions, you think Matt Millen. You can't help yourself. Because I think people were annoyed that the black uniforms were coming back. Kind of like Piston fans were probably annoyed that the teal uniforms came back for a short time this year, or maybe it was last year, right? But they did tweak them. Because up above the number, they put Lions. Can you see that? So I think that's a good look. And on all the uniforms, they got rid of the WCF. William Clay Ford, the former owner that passed away. Remember, they had his initials on their jerseys, on their shoulder slash arm for like the longest time. And fans are like, okay, get it. We want to pay homage and honoring a owner. But at the same time, how long are you going to leave it up there? Because the guy never won. The guy didn't have teams that won. So how long are you going to leave the WCF on? So when the jerseys were leaked, I thought to myself, okay, great they got rid of the WCF. It was time. I liked a couple new tweaks. Detroit on the white one, Lions above the numbers on the black one. But other than that, I thought they were underwhelming. What it looked like to me was they decided to ask a bunch of fans, hey, what's your favorite Lions uniform? And all the fans said, hey, we love those throwbacks because Barry wore them. And that's what they did. I mean, that's essentially the jersey they made. I was underwhelmed. I thought, you got a winning team. You went to the NFC title game. People think you can go to the Super Bowl. Why not get a little more aggressive with the uniforms? Why not change them a little more dramatically? Because you know what? It would have been interesting. It would have been exciting. And they would have been beloved if the Lions won in them. And the Lions are going to be pretty good. So I think they would have won in them. So I thought it was a perfect opportunity to make a big splash, a big change. Like change the logo. The Lions logo has always annoyed me. I mean, you see one in the background if you're watching this on YouTube. That's like the 1950s. I don't know why I just gave you a thumbs up. But that's the 1950s Lions logo. That's okay. Very slim lion. The slender lion. And then they went to bubbles. That logo made no sense at all. Because again, you couldn't tell where the eye was or where the leg was, the paw was, where the mane was. It was just weird. And then they went to the newest logo. And it looks a little more mean. You can see the fangs of the lion. But I thought it was the perfect opportunity to give us a new logo. Like, face on. Instead of seeing the profile of the Detroit Lion, why not look straight on to the lion? The king of the jungle. But they didn't take my advice because they didn't ask me. But that's okay. So I was underwhelmed by the uniforms. I was. And then I came in to do my radio show with Woj, and I talked about how underwhelmed I was. And then a weird thing happened. The Lions still had their event. Despite the fact the uniforms were leaked out, they had their event. And I should have waited to open my mouth because a funny thing happened. Looking at the video that the Lions put out on Twitter, I advise you to go watch it. It's great. And then just looking at the pictures of the new uniforms, I now love them. Now, the blue one and the white one are fine. With the blue, you're going to wear the gray pants. With the white, you're going to wear the blue pants. Now, you might see some mixes and matches because I do see what people call the marshmallow uniforms. I saw them on the Lions Instagram page. So I do believe they're going to mix and match, and you're going to see all kinds of different combinations of the pants and the jerseys.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But I fell in love with the black uniform. The black uniform is so fucking cool. It's awesome. And I wish that the Lions would wear them every game. Like here, I'm going to show you and I'll explain to you. If you're watching on YouTube, here is Aiden Hutchinson wearing the black uniform. Look how cool that is. So you got the black jersey. You got the numbers, which are Honolulu blue. They're outlined in white. Above the numbers is the word Lions. Above the Lions is the NFL crest. Then the helmet really makes it. The helmet is Honolulu blue. You got the lion, which is black. You got the stripe on top of the helmet, which is black and white. And there's something about the black that really makes the Honolulu blue pop. I am no fashionista. I am not going to be on a catwalk anytime soon. My 8-year-old daughter says I have no fashion. She claims she does. So I'll ask her what she thinks of these. But these black uniforms are fucking awesome. They're so cool. I'm not a big jersey guy. I want to go buy myself one. They're that cool. So yeah, the blue's still a little underwhelming. They didn't change it much. The white, they put Detroit above the numbers. Okay, whatever. But the black uniforms, they kick the 70-yard field goal, even though they don't have a kicker that can kick a 70-yard field goal. To steal another sports analogy, they hit a grand slam. It's awesome. And I don't even care that the Lions used to wear the black. I don't think of Matt Millen anymore. I just think of one of the cooler uniforms in all the NFL. That's what I think of. But there is more to the story because now you wonder, why did they bring the black back to begin with? And apparently Rod Wood, the president of the Lions, has that story. Take a listen. It was old Dan Campbell's idea, apparently.
Yes. So we're in the draft room, literally, you know, months into his tenure. And he wore the black when he was here. And we're in the draft room. He goes, hey, Rod, when can we get the black jerseys back? And I said, I'll make a deal. When you win the division, I'll bring the black jerseys back. And so I went out on a limb, and thankfully he delivered. So that's a true story. He loved them because when he was here, he wore them. And I think it was kind of the team's favorite at the time. And he just kind of pined for it again. And so I think it's like, for him, it's a throwback because it was when he was a player. So. And I think they've dressed up even better than when he was here. And with the pants combos, it's a better look than the silver pants we wore at the time. I there's a little history there, and I'm well aware of it. But we're a new team, new leadership, new players, and I think the past is the past.
All right, so that's Rod Wood. I love the black uniforms. They are so cool. If you haven't seen them yet, go look at them and ask yourself, would you buy them? And apparently we had some people call up the radio show that had went to the unveiling ceremony. And of course, the Lions opened up their team shop during the unveiling. People left the ceremony early just to get into the team shop to buy up the jerseys. And apparently the blacks went quick. The only player you could get on a black uniform was Amon-Ra St. Brown. You could get other players on the Honolulu blue and the white. By all accounts, and this is just what people were saying, so I could be wrong, but I'll report it anyway. Apparently, the jerseys were $150. If you're a season ticket holder, you got a $30 voucher. So to buy a brand new Lions jersey, it's going to run you about $120 plus tax. That's not bad. It's not bad at all. And again, I guess it was the black one that sold out first. But at this unveiling, Sheila Ford Hamp was there. Also, Dan Campbell was there. And a bunch of Detroit Lions were there. I want to read you some quick quotes. Let's start with Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell on new Lions uniforms. He said, quote, "I think we nailed it. It's no different than when we came in. It's all about a new attitude, a new style, and it's our style." Pretty good, right? And then this quote that I absolutely love. Sheila Ford Hamp was at the unveiling as well. She said, quote, "Last year was phase one. This year is phase two. One of our goals is that at the end of the 2024 season, we will be hoisting the Lombardi Trophy," unquote. Now, she said that's one of her goals. What are the other goals? Like, isn't that the main goal? Like, I don't know what other goals you could have. Winning it all should be the only goal, but that's one of their goals. But I do love that quote because I cannot remember an owner or a GM, really even a player, ever from the Lions organization using the word Super Bowl and the Lions in the same sentence. Like, we're going to win a Super Bowl? You never hear that. We're going to hoist a Lombardi? You never hear that. I love this comment from Sheila Ford. That's where they are. Like, you got Scott Harris, the president of baseball operation for the Tigers. You ask him about the playoffs, and it's almost like you're insulting him. Oh, no, 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 no. We haven't earned the right to talk about the postseason. No, how silly of a question is that? Ask Derek Lalonde, the head coach of the Red Wings, about the postseason, and he'll tell you, well, you know what? You were lucky. You were lucky that we were in the running for an 8th spot to the very last game of the season. Ask Sheila Ford Hamp about a Super Bowl, and she said, yep, that's our goal. I fucking love that. That's fantastic. We need more of that in Detroit. I love the quote. And I love the black uniforms. And the blue and the white, they're fine. But the black, oy vey, I don't think I've ever loved the uniform more, to tell you the truth. It's a great uniform. I thought Jim Costa does the morning show here at 97.1 The Ticket. I want to read you a tweet from him because I thought he did a really nice job explaining his thoughts on the black uniform. He said the following, quote, "I think the biggest compliment I could give is they aren't just cool because the Lions are winners. They're just cool, period. I mean, they are so cool. Look at that. I never thought I would love a Lions uniform that much." So, what do you think of them? Are you going to go buy one? Which one do you like the most? The blue, the white, or the black? Hit me up in the comment section. In the meantime, let's get some comments in the mix, and then let's go enjoy our weekend, okay? Yesterday's podcast was about baseball. Javier Baez, the booze, and that wacky Tiger stat that they score 43% of their runs in the 8th inning or later. Well, they lost yesterday 9-7. They scored the majority of those runs not in the 8th inning, so I guess that's progress. But they did hit around a dude making his MLB debut, and they also got 2 runs off a misplayed ball in center field, but whatever. Here's what people had to say. At Lips Cantalone, 9144 says, "I love it when you swear, go for it." Yeah, that's something else that we asked about. People apparently were offended that I swear so much in the podcast, so I asked people, is it okay if I swear? Do I offend you? And the majority of people are like, no, go fucking swear. So I'll fucking swear. Spidey says Scott Harris is the man. That's from at DebtFan68. Then he got a reply from Noah Conley. Really doesn't have enough grit to DFA release trade Baez. The Clark pick had major risks and Wyatt was sitting right there. I watched every second of College World Series. I don't know how you pass on Wyatt. He's talking about Wyatt Langford, by the way. Scott on the Giants was known for sneaky SP starting pitching pickups. Lorenzen has been the only decent pickup so far. So that sounds like a guy not impressed by Scott Harris. How about one more for you? At YouTube, not iTube. Speaking about jerseys, I love the jerseys the Pistons had back in 97 with the Flaming Pistons and the horse with the flames. Those were literally fire. Best one the Pistons ever had, in my opinion. Only thing I haven't liked lately about the Lions uniforms is the front of the numbering. Always thought it was an odd choice. Hope the new ones are better, and I don't like the slim throwback Lion. Prefer the modern one. Well, good news for him. Because they made the numbers and the letters way more clear. From gray to white. And you can see them now. If you're calling the game, they stick right out. And it's also a better font. Like, it was a weird font last year. And it was hard to read the names and the numbers and the lettering. So, I think the Lions did a heck of a job. What do you think? Anyway, I'm going to go to the team store right now. Go get myself a black jersey. Very cool. Or at least a black hat. Black hat with the Honolulu Blue Lion. Pops, my friends. It pops. All right. Hit me up in the comment section. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you on a Monday. And it will be draft week officially in downtown Detroit. All right, then. Goodbye.